The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Glad to be with you. Practicing together, whatever the shape of your body might be at this point, feeling well or unwell. There is one topic I had in mind, but I'm so touched with Marie-Christine coming and having been unwell and still, you know, not so well. So I want to actually talk about self-compassion, especially when you're not feeling well. So that's what I want to talk about. And may it be supportive to everyone, because self-compassion, we can never have enough self-compassion. And whether you are physically right now, there's something, maybe the whole body is not feeling well, maybe there is a part of the body that's this backache is just keeps, you know, bugging you, or maybe there's a pain in your heart. Maybe there's something that's ailing your heart, because physical pain and emotional pain are not so different, really. They're not so different. We think they are, but the way to work with them with care, with compassion, it's very similar. In fact, physical pain, working with it skillfully, is a way to practice how to be with emotional pain. So with that, I'll say a few words. Maybe the first thing, if there is some challenge right now, some challenge or difficulty in your body and or in your heart, is to relax around it. It's just to relax around it. It's here. It's here. It's the truth of this moment. It's what's happening because of causes and conditions. So many of them beyond your control. This is what's here. This is what's present right now in this moment. And number two, as you relax, as you open up to it, to treat yourself and treat whatever is showing up with kindness. Practicing kindness, holding with kindness. So the practice really is simple. Keep relaxing, opening to. And being kind to whatever arises, whatever pain, challenge, difficulty. As if you're holding a beloved child or a pet, a dear being. I guess we'll just slip into our meditation, because my setup really has been the words of settling into the way of being. So, if you often transition from a chair to a cushion or to a different posture, this is a good time. You can transition right now to a posture that's relaxed. Maybe you need to lie down right now. And how can you, how can I make this practice period a nourishing one? How can I see this as a resource, not as something that I should do because I want to be better or this or that, but something that I want to be a way I want to be, not even in something I want to do. How can I be? How do I want to be? With ease, with care, with love. To be here for myself. To be here for myself and therefore for others. If we fill our own cup with kindness, with love, with care. We become more available for others when the time is right. No use running ragged, trying to serve others. Take care of this heart. Just landing in the body, sitting and breathing. And keeping watch. Keeping presence for ourselves. Sweetheart, I'm here for you. I'm not abandoning you. Your body, your heart, your mind. Calling yourself dear, darling, sweetheart. Try it on for size. There, darling. You're tired. Yeah, it's okay. Just breathing with the ache, with the fatigue, if there's any present. With the physical ache or heartache or anything that's metaphorically aching in this human condition in this moment. Holding it with care. Breathing. With it, around it, lovingly, gently. No more is needed. Teaching ourselves a lesson in gentleness with this breath. This breath, a teacher in gentleness, attend to it well, learn its ways. And if thoughts arise, stories, plans, memories, preoccupations, it's okay. Be kind to all of you. Can you thank the thoughts? Thank you. And set them free. Later. Set them free. Let them fly away like birds. Doves. Or swallows, little birds. Set them free, set your heart free. And let the breath teach you a gentle lesson in tenderness. As if each breath is stroking your hair, stroking the ache in your body, the ache in your heart, if there is one. Each breath stroking lovingly, tenderly. Relax, relax, relax the body. With each breath. As much as available. And as if you open your heart, your embrace far and wide, as if you're embracing a beloved, a dear, dear being, in your mind's eye, embracing your own aching body, aching heart. Lovingly, oh sweetheart. This is challenging. This is hard. Acknowledging, this is hard. And it's okay. No need to fall into grief, why me? It'll never end. No need for any of that. No need for second arrows to further injure ourselves. Just meeting what's happening right now with care. That's all. Meeting whatever is alive, present, with care. when we lift, when we hold something, the amount of energy or lift in our hands is equal to the weight. If we don't meet what we're holding, it's something heavy, we hold it up. There's more energy in holding. If it's light, very little. Our hands don't sink into the earth and they don't push up. We meet the appropriate response, appropriate uplift energy in our hands. In the same way, the level of care and love, attention, meets whatever is here right now. Meets it, holds it. It doesn't sink down. Under the heaviness, it meets. It's appropriate, the appropriate amount, appropriate response. Doesn't sink into despair, it meets with kindness. And it doesn't push up or throw away. It meets, it holds. And in this meeting, in this appropriate response, not pushing away, not falling, sinking. This meeting, a sense of delight can arise with meeting our challenge, meeting the pain, meeting the physical or heart pain. A sense of delight can arise in this mastery of meeting. Meeting with care, meeting with kindness, with acceptance. This is how things are right now. Which is very different from resignation. Resignation is listless, it's hopeless. Acceptance is upright. It meets the moment. It meets what is with care. Explore for yourself with each breath. Relax the body, relax the heart. Here. With each breath, soothing, calming. Meeting what's here. There's tightness, holding, relaxing, caring. Even if it's something you don't like, can you be kind? This is born of causes and conditions. It's here for a reason. Acceptance means acknowledging what is. Every moment, we learn, we teach ourselves. To treat ourselves, our bodies, our hearts, with kindness, with acceptance, self-acceptance. Instead of aversion, resistance, I hate this. Every seed of kindness we plant in this practice, in this moment, is onward leading, leads to future moments of kindness. For ourselves and for others. So practice with yourself, on yourself, this art of gentleness. Care. Soothing. Practice on your body, practice on your own heart. What better opportunity to practice on yourself, to learn kindness, care, love. So we don't go around essentially begging others to care for us, to love us. Love me, love me, love me. Tell me I'm wonderful. We secretly shout. We silently shout to others. No need. I practice, I learn how to be kind, how to love myself in this moment. Dear being, here, here, now, now. It's okay. It's all okay. What's happening in your body and your heart? There, there. Kindness. Goodwill with each breath. I wish myself well. I hold myself with care. Or may I be well. May this body have ease. May this heart have peace. May my body and heart be happy and well. Whatever phrases of care you like and are appropriate in this moment, wrap yourself in them like a blanket of metta. May I be well. May my body have ease. May my mind, my heart, have joy and ease, float in gladness. May my body be free from pain. May it feel light. May it feel loved. allowing this feeling of care, metta, warm-heartedness, let it expand. Expand, expand, expand. Outward. Engulfing you. Permeating all of you, every cell, and expanding beyond, expanding, radiating, expansively, expand, 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 expanding on its own. Let it go, let it expand. Rest. Rest as it permeates your body, the space around you, the space of your heart, space of your life, space of your mind. And let this expansiveness of gentleness, kindness, care for hurting body, your body, others' bodies, or hurting hearts. This care be radiated to every hurting body or heart it meets. This light, radiating light of care, brings succor, brings soothing and peace to all the beings who, just like me, have been hurting. All of us, all of us. Wishing us all well. As we bring this practice to a close, may all beings everywhere have ease, have well-being, be free from sorrow and difficulty in their bodies, in their hearts, in their minds, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have some time for any reflections, questions, shares, aha moments, what worked, what didn't, complaints. It's all welcome. And you can raise your Zoom hand if you like, or type in chat, Jesse.
Yeah, thank you for this practice today. I love the phrase of, whatever phrases, to use them as a warm blanket of metta and wrap up in them. And last week, you had recommended once a while back of just the importance of safety. And I've been using the phrase, may I be safe, for a while. And then I love how phrases sometimes just naturally arise in my mind. A couple of weeks ago, I was just saying, may I be safe, over and over for months. And then a couple of weeks ago, it changed to, I am profoundly safe and all is well. And, that's my new phrase. I don't know how it got there, but it's been really helping me, and it really does feel like a warm blanket of metta. So thank you for this.
Thank you so much for sharing your practice, your my goodness, it's so beautiful, Jesse, what you just shared for the benefit of everyone, and also to be held witness. This is so profound that the practice, as you practice something for a while, naturally, not pushing it. Yes, may I be safe? May I be safe? The heart at some point says, okay, sweetie, I'm full. Okay, I feel safe. And then the phrase changes to what you said. I feel profoundly safe. Wow. I am so touched and delighted and moved, and celebrate your practice. This is how it happens, right? It shifts, it changes. We graduate, quote unquote, from one stage to the next. And it's so gentle. It's so sweet. Yay. Thanks for sharing this, Jesse. Anything else you want to say? I'm just taking so much delight in your practice report.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been great. It just felt very natural and very organic. And yeah, I still feel fear on quite a few occasions, but I feel like I have this extra strength medicine, for any task that feels challenging. And so it's been a fruit of the practice. So yeah. I really appreciate the Sangha and your guidance. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing that. Yay. Yeah, it's beautiful. Michelle says, thank you, Jesse. What you said is strengthening. Yay, Jesse. Thanks for sharing your practice and supporting others. Aw, Claire says, "What? Just what I needed at the end of a difficult day." Oh, Jesse, I'm just loving how your practice support is supporting others. There's just goodness in the Sangha. It touches me deeply.
There. Great. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for practicing. Yay. Any other reflections, questions, comments, complaints? Maybe as I wait for anything else to come in, I'll share with you that I feel so much lighter, actually. I myself, this practice. I mean, it just practice still. It's clear to you how excited I am and thrilled I am about practice. Otherwise, I wouldn't be teaching and practicing. And it continues to profoundly amaze me. Not that I don't know the power of it, but it's so fresh. It's so amazing. Before actually leading this guided meditation, there was a lot of pain in my body, and inspired by, inspired to support, Marie Christine. As I led this practice, there's so much more ease in my own body now. And towards the end, the body and now feels fluffy and light and easy, and all the pain and hardness and tension just feels through the healing power of metta, at least for this body, has been eased. So that's my practice report. There you go. Okay, Deborah, you're on.
Okay, I haven't been here for a while, and I wanted to say that it's really great to be here because it sort of bolsters, but I wanted to say that a lot of times I have to not listen to the side of me that says, oh, these sayings that you say to yourself are silly. You know, I wake up in the morning and I say to myself, I'm safe. I'm safe, I'm loved, I'm included. You know, these three things I say most mornings. And sometimes I think it's hokey, but the truth is, it makes a difference to hear your words and to speak these kind statements to myself. It really does make a difference. So,
indeed. Exactly. It makes a difference. I mean, there's so many,
you know, just, I just yeah. can't listen to the cynical. It's the cynical
right.
voice.
Right. Right. It's the story the story of the two wolves, the indigenous story of, two wolves, which the unwholesome one and the wholesome one, which one is going to survive? Well, which one's going to win inside you? There are two wolves inside you. I'm telling the story kind of piecemeal because I'm guessing that all of you have heard it. But the answer is that the wisdom is the wolf that you feed. That's the one inside that's going to win. And so, every morning you are feeding the wholesome, the kind wolf of, yes, I am safe. I am kind. I am included. Yes, you're feeding that instead of I'm excluded. I poor me. Like, oh, it's that simple. And yeah, then there's so many research studies in psychology, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, of course it makes a difference. And here you have this amazing lab to experiment on your own. So we know it makes a difference. We know it works. So thanks for that reflection, Deborah. Thanks for sharing your practice. I love your practice. Maybe it inspires others to do that every morning when they wake up to feed this wholesome aspect of themselves, oneself. So dear ones, let's turn to practicing in small groups together. And the prompt I'd like to invite you to consider for reflection and to be held witness is, what, actually inspired by the reflections shared, what are the helpful phrases or self-talk that you nourish or you would like to nourish? What have you been nourishing or you would like to nourish? So let's share that with each other. And if you haven't had one yet and today's your first day at Happy Hour, what would you like to nourish at this point? This the feeding of the wholesome wolf. So I will create the rooms. It will take me a moment. And also what I want to say is yes, so we'll go alphabetical order according to first name. Please share something if you wish from your own practice. You can also offer silence if you want. And then the next person will offer a nugget. The next person will offer a nugget and will come back to you, and you'll go round and round a few times, not asking questions or directing the group, but just sharing just honestly, as little or as much as you like to share from your own practice. So here we go. It's going to take me a moment to do this. And okay, I have the rooms. No, I don't have the rooms. It's taking a minute. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. I'm going to create the rooms and let's see. Give me one moment here. I'm going to. There we go. Okay. All right. Rooms are ready. Oh, no, they're not. Okay. Hold on. It's like people keep moving. So, all right. I think the rooms are ready now. Is that right? Hold on one second. Yeah, they're ready. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to open them up. Enjoy each other. Okay, the rooms are closed. Everybody's back, and we have just about a minute. How was it? What did you discover from this practice? I see a lot of smiles coming out of the rooms. So, especially if you haven't commented tonight or in a while, I'd love to hear from you. Go, go, go. Oh, Neil says that was so sweet. Oh, that's nice. Do you want to say more, Neil, or does anybody want to say anything about what happened, what you discovered? Murray, am I saying your name right?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks. Well, look, we had a nice conversation. It actually reminded me of something that I hadn't connected with this, but I was saying that I just came back from a holiday in Indonesia, and we noticed on all the beds in hotels in Indonesia that they have the long bolster pillow. And so I got sort of Googling about that, and they were saying, yeah, look, most Indonesians and Southeast Asians sleep with a bolster pillow, and they hug it at night, you know, like it's a very common thing to, you know, and often, and then people, I posted on my group and people were commenting back from Southeast Asia saying, oh yeah, I can't sleep without a bolster. You know, we have to have one. And so I'm shopping now for a bolster for my bed, you know. And anyway, it just made me think about this, about loving kindness and looking after yourself and, you know, kind words, kind actions.
Sweet. So a bolster as a kind of a reminder, or as a, there's a connection to care, self-care and loving kindness. Oh, nice. Thanks for sharing that. Well, that's a lovely note to end on tonight. So self-care, loving kindness, and taking care of oneself. So thank you all for taking care of yourselves, your hearts, your bodies, and each other by practicing. Thank you so much. May you all be safe, happy, well. May all beings everywhere be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Take care.